accident. This booklet that you have in front of you, you and I are going to share a lot of great ideas about how to have a perfect day every day. So that book, we're going to be looking at after. But what I want you to do is see that this book is full of great ideas for you. So at this time, now that you see your book, close it. Close your books now. Now you're probably wondering, what the heck is this guy doing to us? He makes us jump up and down, makes us clap our hands, then open up the book and close the book. Is this guy for real? Yes, he is. He used to be in life insurance many years ago. And the old thing for me many years ago was that I'd come to a house, and I remember a colleague of mine, Jennifer, came with me. And she kept on saying to me, you know, they're not going to buy from us. Why don't we just go and take the afternoon off? I wonder how many people ever done that. Or walk down, no, I don't think this is the right neighborhood for us. No one's going to buy from us. And I'm looking at her and I'm saying, that person's going to buy. No, they aren't. Really? I said, then why are we even out here today? Because if we're not out here,
you want to turn that off. Number one,
what happens is you're putting out an energy out there that you don't want the business. My job is to share with you that you can have anything you want out of life. There's nothing stopping you. However, you get up on the wrong side of the bed, what happens? You have it with your kids, what happens? I'm in a bad mood. Oh, really? Why don't you go back to bed and get up on the right side of the bed? You've done that. Well, what you also find is that it's all about you. And this is what this whole day is all about empowering you to be the best you can be. If you think negative thoughts, what happens? You think negative thoughts and negative actions happen, right? This idea about a terrific day is now going to create you possibilities that you never ever had before. And you're going to find that it's going to take you to a level that you've never been before. What I want everyone to do, also that I have to instruct you about, is when we get our break, there's some housekeeping rules. Everybody must sign the sign in and sign out sheet. Okay? I noticed we've only got about 5 or 6 names on it. You need to fill those out. So let's talk about how to have a perfect day every day. And the neat thing about it is about positive mental attitude. If you focus on what you want, say that I want this or I enjoy this, you're going to have it. However, if you go around and thinking, oh yeah, life sucks, I'm not going to have a great day, all the kids are driving me up the wall, what happens? You're going to have the kids driving up the wall, and all of a sudden, unhappy thoughts becomes unhappy results. We, as powerful speakers and salespeople, because you are all in the same boat as I am, we are here to create relationships with people. Wouldn't you agree? Do you think someone's going to buy from you if you're in a bad mood or you don't like the way they look or I'm having a bad day? Are you going to buy from that person? No, I know I wouldn't. Just I got to come here. Party, channel 1. I'll take off. Thank you. Yeah, now isn't that better? If you asked, you shall receive. Look at this. I asked to have the button pushed. Give him a round of applause. When you look at the benefits and the possibilities in life, instead of things are going wrong, I'm having a bad day, life is not working for me, I got setbacks, I haven't got enough money to pay my mortgage. When you focus on what you don't want, you're going to get more of it. So what our main job is to give you a positive mental attitude. We'll see yourself as dynamic and knowing that you can have anything you want. And it's a matter, again, just for you asking. You look over here, you could be like Eeyore. And Eeyore's the one, I'm so I can't give this. And you remember this when you had your kids. And with children, all of a sudden, with Pooh, they said, oh yeah, we don't like that guy. But then if you look at the person on the right-hand side, that's my life. I enjoy it to the fullest. I see everything as half full or three-quarters full instead of empty. And this is what you need to realize is that when you put out that type of energy, like we're going to share this afternoon about that you're in a good mood, it's all about vibes. If you walk down the road and you see someone who's in a bad mood, you don't even have to talk to them and you know, don't you? You just, I don't like that person. And you go into another room, wow, I like these guys. I didn't talk to them all day. That's why I'm here. But that's what happens. You can tell by your vibrations from different people. And it's all positive mental attitude. Positive mental attitude is saying, asking for something that can be done instead of saying something can't be done. Went golfing with Ralph one day, and on the golf course were these a magnificent bunch of birds. The funny thing about the geese, you're not allowed to hit them with golf balls or sticks or shoot them away. So right to the left-hand side of there is a lake or water. And in golfing, you want to keep the balls out of the water. So when I got up to the game, I'm ready to hit off, and I'm saying, okay, I'm doing this. I don't want to hit the water. Worst thing you ever say to a golfer. You're going to hit the water. Don't hit the water. Sure enough, kabang, into the water it goes. I'm thinking, thanks, Ralph. Then again, remember, Ron, watch out for the water. So what's going in my mind? Water. Sure enough, the ball went right to the water. That's when I said, you know what, golfing is going to be different today. I'm going to be doing it by myself. But golfing, so then the next ball said, Ralph, not a word. I'm seeing the ball going in a hole in one. That was a good feeling, that was. It didn't go in hole in one, but it passed the water. But what you have to do is whatever you focus on is what you're going to get. If you focus on, I'm going to hit the ball into the water, you're going to hit it in the water. Or if you focus on, I'm not going to get that client, they don't have enough money for me, you're not going to invest. Guess what happens? They will not invest with you. So you really, it's a real game of just believing in yourself and knowing that you can have anything you want. So if you think that you're going to hit the ball in the water, what's going to happen? Ball in the water. Every time. You have no choice. You put it out there. Subconscious grabs onto it and says, okay, I hear you. I'm going to make sure that ball goes in the water. And every time it will. And all of a sudden, there goes another sleeve of balls. A dog's life is so fun. This is my dog, Moose, on the right-hand side. I just gave him a shower, just bathed him, and he slipped out of my arms, out the door he goes, into the mud with his buddy. But you know, funny thing is that, do you think he really cared that he's black now instead of a nice, creamy white? A dog's life is very easy. You say you love, he'll come, he'll meet you at the door, and he's what's he, come on. And then all of a sudden, you can set him down and say, okay, here's a treat. And all of a sudden, his mind is so short, he sees the cat, he doesn't care about the treat anymore, he's after the cat. And that's about life as well. Why focus on things you don't want in your life, or why focus on your past? Because there's a lot of things in our past that we all have something that really irked us when we were younger, or when we got older. And guess what happened? I hope that doesn't happen again. Oh, I remember last job I had, yeah, I never got a lot of sales, and I was at the bottom end, and they kept on laughing at me. And that's your past. But your past is empty and meaningless. There's something to it. However, what did people do? Same thing like relationship. I don't want to be with that guy. I bet he's going to be like my last boyfriend or spouse. And what happens? All of a sudden, you put on a filter, and you're just like that. Same way like you were before. It's all about staying in the moment. And this is what about having a terrific day is all about. I get up in the morning, and it could be raining, it could be snowstorming, you know, because out here in Western Canada, I'm from New Brunswick. In New Brunswick, when we have a rainstorm, it rains. It rains so much, it's that you're almost guaranteed a flood after a rainstorm. And it'll come down in buckets. Remember a couple days ago on the east side of town, I guess, who was playing at the Commonwealth Stadium? AC/DC. I feel so bad for that. But the rain that came down, that's what New Brunswick rain is like every night when it rains. That much rain. So when I look at there and my daughter's saying, oh yeah, great dad, we're going to have a bad day, we got to stick inside. I said, whoa, this is a great day. Yeah, right dad, how come? Well, the farmers are now going to get the rain for their fields. This is good, there's nothing wrong with this, it's just a bit of rain. Let's put on our rubbers and put on our jackets and we'll go play in the rain. That's all it was. And guess what? We had made mud puddles and we jumped around and it's A-okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But once again, if you put out that energy, it's not going to work. Is it going to work? Imagine now putting that to your work. All of a sudden, they want to see a lot of great sales from Barbara and her team. And all of a sudden, I don't know if I can do this. And I know there's a couple units running right now saying, I don't know. I don't think I could do that much. Yeah, she wants that. You know, no, that's not going to work. However, it's only a thought. Change your thought. Change your thought. Here's one for you. Again, you have a choice. Do you want to be like Peter on the left-hand side or the guy on the right-hand side saying, yeah, I've got no money? Many years ago, I was building a box. And what happened was that I'm drilling real hard on this metal. And I had to build this box and take it off on my course officer. And I'm drilling real hard, and all of a sudden, the drill bit broke, went right through my finger. I'm looking at the drill, standing up like this. Oh, this is cool. Now what's going to happen next? So I pulled up the drill bit, and guess what? I wasn't thinking my positive mental attitude, but that time I was simply, oh, great, now what's going to happen? Stupid fool. All of a sudden, the drill again, metal shrapnel went into my eye. I asked for it. Now people say, well, it just happened. Yeah, but if you put a meaning to it, it's going to continue forward. This positive mental attitude works so great, people. It's phenomenal. And I'll share with you why. Back in 1970, I was 9 years old in St. John's, Newfoundland, and we just had built, they just built a brand new playground for us. And they had this slide that was all the way almost to the ceiling. It was that tall. Now, Newfoundlanders are real unique on making things really, really, really big. So all of a sudden, there was this long lineup, and you could go all the way down the hallway, and all the kids waiting patiently, and I'm thinking, come on, I want to get on this ride. I got to use the bathroom with them. Go, come on, I need to get on that ride. I want to get to the end of the ladder. So I started climbing, and all of a sudden, this girl with pigtail, red cap, pushes me off the side, jumps in front of me, and climbs up the ladder, and then has the nerve, turns around, looks at me, and goes, I said, what in heck? I'll fix you. So I walk, climb up behind her, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get this girl. I'm going to get this girl. Get up to the top. I grab her hat, throw it overboard. Next thing I know, guess what happened? She throws me overboard. 30 feet down into the ground, head first. Ouch. I got up, touched my head, and my head's already swollen. The fluids are just immense. I get up, and you can push your hand or your finger right in and touch my skull, and it was going in about a couple inches. I'm in there. So I walk home. I'm a big boy. I'm 7 years old. I can do this. Walk home, and I made it to my dorm, to the house, and was, mom, and I passed out. Next thing I do, I wake up. I'm in on a gurney, and I'm being rushed out to the operating room. Go into a coma for 2 weeks. And after that, came out. No problems. The reason why there was no problems was that my mom was a very positive woman. She would not let anyone in there with any negative thoughts whatsoever. And they said, if you go in there, it's always positive. Ronnie, we're going to be playing on our bikes. Ronnie, I can't wait. You and I are going to go and play with our cars and our toys that we have. We're going to play in the sandbox. Came out of there with no problems. There was no damage to me whatsoever. But it's all about what you put into your subconscious. If you put in your subconscious that I'm a failure, I'm not going to be able to do this, or this is not going to work, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get what you put out there. We all have what we call personal cheerleaders in our lives. And these things that also go through our mind are where we hear, go for it, good for you, you did it, way to go. These are your positive cheerleaders, and they are great to have. Unfortunately, though, we also have what we call our personal enemy cheerleaders, which is, who do you think you are? What an idiot. Oh, you're so dumb. Why are you so stupid? You can't afford that. Anyone ever had that happen or have that going through you? We all have. Including myself. So the way around it is that you also have your yeah buts. Anyone have a yeah but before? Those great things, yeah but, and they try to talk you out of things. They create anxiety, stress, panic. Yeah, but you're not that good. Oh. So the way how to break that is this. elastic bands. Put one elastic band on your hand. And every time you come up with, yeah, but oh, I'm stupid, I'm not smart enough, snap yourself. How quickly do you think you're going to get out of that negative mode? Very, very fast. So when you say, I'm not smart enough, I'm smart enough to do this. I'm not good enough. I'm great for this job. Once again, when you snap yourself, how quickly do you think it's going to change? I did an elementary school where we had all these elastic bands saying you can do it. The teachers took it away from me. They said, you can't have these. You can't give these to my kids. I said, there's so many kids are walking around and they're so negative. I guess they had to be liberal. Universal principle is that like attracts like. And this is why sometimes you find that even with your group or some people that you know or people in your life, I'm sure you know some people who always gets up on the wrong side of bed. They're always negative. They always put you down. The first thing out of their mouth is saying, great, yeah, you're here. Well, thank you. And then you also, I'm sure you know people, when you you see them, they're always positive. They're always giving you a compliment. They're always making you feel good. You have a choice. Do you want to hang around the negative people or positive people? Because a negative person will always be negative. And then you have that choice. You ever have where you're talking to someone on the phone? Hi, this is Betty. How are you? And what happens? You're in at home. Hi, Betty. Yeah, I'm doing good. All right, Betty. Thanks for your phone call. What do you feel like afterwards? Positive or negative? Negative, yeah. And by the way, this, after this day, you can say negative, positive, or speak out. I'm a nice guy. Successful people radiate self-esteem, not self-disgust. Both of them. Self-esteem. And that's what we want to see from all of you. Creating that possibility of saying, you know what, I can do anything I want and I will do it. And the way how we do it, we do our training at nighttime. Our subconscious up here is sort of like an unlimited computer with unlimited access. Works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nonstop. So you can now choose to put whatever you want in your subconscious. I'd rather put positive things in my life. And it's a funny thing was that I go to the for many years, there was one bank, CIBC, that I used to do my banking with. And everyone in the bank and around at that time was coming down with that flu. And I walked in there, hey, how are you doing? You got sniffles. I got that cold. I said, well, that's too bad. I don't. Yeah, thanks a lot, Ron. But the thing is that instead of focusing on the cold or the flu, you can say, I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a healthy, vibrant body, free from disease, and enjoying life to its fullest. And the sniffles will disappear. I've had so many people, you hear about it on Monday morning, yeah, I got sniffles, yeah, you watch. By Friday, I'm going to have a flu. What happens on Friday? They got the flu. Why? They focused on having a flu. And they have, because the subconscious got a doctor and said, well, you're going to have proof. Well, I better make sure that happens. And it's mind over matter. Last thought that you remember is the dreams will be the first thing you see in the morning. Ever have it that you watch a movie or a scary movie? What happens during that evening or during the night? You have a nightmare or a restless night. And the reason for that is because you're looking at the news. You're watching a horror movie, you're reading something that's not very positive, and all of a sudden that's what you're getting back out of. Aspirin, Robitussin, and all those advertisers will advertise late at night. And the reason why they advertise their commercials at night, you have 6 to 8 hours of sleeping time, and the last thing goes in your mind, the first thing you think of the next morning, so all of a sudden your subconscious is working on aspirin, 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 headache, headache, headache. I'm going to have a headache. You're going to have a headache. You're going to have a headache. Sure enough, the next morning, you're reaching for the aspirin because you have a headache. Next time, check the news or check on the advertising at nighttime, what you see during the nighttime. They're smart. They know what's going on. So with your media, current events, drinking coffee late at night, you know what happens with caffeine. You also find that at nighttime, totally relaxed. How's that for relaxing? Remember what I said about dogs? They do the silliest thing. My moose is, since I've been doing a lot of training, I got it down with my mom right now, and it's just like this. Lays back. I can have anything I want. Just wink my eyes at Mama, and she'll give me anything. And sure enough, the bed is all made for him, and it's like a child. And so I phoned my mother one day. I said, "So how's Moose?" "Oh," she said, "you're saying my son?" I said, "Okay, how's your boys doing?" And she has these two dogs, and they're just like kids. One of them actually, out, and she would say, out. And so Mom knows when to put the dog out, you know, and the other one just bobs her around just like a little lost boy. Welcome to Animal Hunt. When you go to bed, relax from the tip of your toes when you lay down. Tighten up your arms, your legs. Start with your toes, work up your calves, your backside, your arms, your stomach. Break your head and totally relax. And when you're totally relaxed, that's what you're going to be doing in what we call your desire statement. Now, desire statements are like an affirmation. Anyone ever heard of an affirmation? Raise your hand if you ever heard of affirmations. If you have not heard of an affirmation, raise your arm now. So everyone's in the same boat. Affirmations are a statement that you make before you go to bed or in the morning, and it's about what you desire in your life. The only problem with desire statements is that if it's not true to you right this moment, it doesn't exist. Get a little bit of feedback. You want to turn down my channel just a little bit, or drop down the mic, please. So when you say your desire statements, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What you want to do with your desire statements, you want to make sure, first of all, they're in the present tense. Because it's no good looking in the mirror saying, "I love being 170 pounds and you're 235 pounds. What happens? Is that true to you? No. So then subconscious says, "Oh, that's not true. I don't believe you." So when it's not believable, that desire statement doesn't happen. You also want to ensure that it's positive. Why do we want to put out something negative?
I'm getting feedback from one speaker. You want to, Barney, do it this way. Turn that speaker a little bit.
It's not even coming from you.
No? Oh, one, two, two, two. That's where we're getting. I got it. Feeding off there. You can turn me up a little bit. You also want to make sure that any of your desire statements are short and sweet. If you keep it short and simple and sweet, then guess what happens? It's a faster process. And when they're short and sweet, the affirmations are easy to say, and you're not saying a long statement saying, "I love being my body being 175 pounds and I love that I can run far distance." Keep it short. And with your, when you're saying your desire statements too, ensure that when you're doing it, that you repeat it a couple times, do it in the morning, and do it at nighttime. Because the more times it goes in your head, the more times you're going to remember. The same thing like a song in the middle of the night. Remember, you wake up and the first thing you hear is that song. It keeps on coming over and over. Well, that is that song that keeps on coming to your head is from actually programmed from the night before. You want to put emotions to it as well. Make it that I love feeling 175 pounds. I love how it feels when I'm dealing with my client that they love dealing with me. And this afternoon, we're going to go really deep on this, and we are going to share with you and teach you all the right ways of doing a desire statements and making them work for you. Because when you get it working for you, guess what happens? Amazing things happen. Because then, short, simple, and sweet, you're saying it in the morning time, you're saying it at night, and all of a sudden you'll be saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe it, I got this sale." But you're the only one stopping yourself from having any sales. A lot of you would say, "I'm not making that much money. You know, I don't know if I can afford this. I don't know if I can get 5 clients in one day." What do you think you're doing? You're limiting yourself, aren't you? But once again, that's empowering you to say or telling you that you need to empower yourself because you're amazing who you are. How many people in relationships are saying, "I have to change. If you don't change, I'm not going to hang around with you." You've had that happen. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, what you're not realizing, you're perfect who you are. You are perfect as you are. Right now, look at each other and shake each other's hand and say, "You're perfect." Do that now. Now, how about you?
Wonderful.
Good.
And we just lost our screen. Now, how about that?
Perfect, everything is perfect, that's it, that's right. Okay? So ladies and gentlemen, the biggest thing what you're going to find is this. When you stay in the moment, everything works for you. There's nothing stopping you from having anything in your life. And I don't need that. With your desire statements, or the way how you are. I remember many years ago when I'm going to a client's house, there was another gentleman by the name of Alec when I was selling life insurance. And the biggest thing was that he got up always on the wrong side of the bed. It was always negative. No matter what I say to him, he couldn't figure out why people wouldn't want to deal with him. But do you know why? His attitude, wasn't it? And when you put up that attitude, because like as I shared before, you can feel a person's attitude. You can feel when they're actually in your moment. And that was the other thing. He was only after the money. And when you're only after the money, you will not get your client. And the reason for that is that you're not creating a relationship with them. It's sort of like playing in a sandbox. When you're in a sandbox, and you bring your little toys, okay, I'm going in the sandbox, and all of a sudden, there are two or three little kids in there with you, and they, what happens when you want to go and join someone else's sandbox? Do you just bully yourself in there? No. You create relationships. You create a relationship to kind of say, hey, I want to be your friend. Can I play with you? Can we play, build a bridge together? What happens? The moment that we build a relationship, do we have that client? Oh, you betcha. Alec never knew that. Alec kept on saying, I want the money. I want the money. And when he wanted the money, he never got the money. And the reason for it was that he didn't believe in relationships. He said, I know what I want. And I want that $1,000 sale. And I kept on saying, Alec, it doesn't work that way. The way how it works is that if you want it to work for you, you need to understand that you got to build a relationship. And when you build a relationship, that client keeps on coming back to you over and over and over again. There was one family, we sold it to their husband because they had to have life insurance. And I said, you know what? In a couple months, you and I need to sit down. We got to talk about setting up some plans for your kids or for your wife. But the thing was, I started the relationship going. What happened when it started the relationship? I dropped in, you know, a couple months later, or I gave them a call. And all of a sudden, they kind of said, yeah, hi, Ron, how are you? I'm doing great. I said, I just want to call, see how everything's going. Well, you know, things are a lot better now. I want to thank you. I said, now the problem. I'll talk to you in about another month. And when the money started flowing for them, we set up a program for the mother and the kids. And still to this day, that's 20 years ago, they still have the program in place. And they also, now the husband has retired, but the gentleman who took over the that district, he said, yeah, they're still with us. And I said, there you go. But the reason why, I created a relationship with them. I created a way of being for them that everyone was happy. When you're happy and you're in a relationship, what happens? You're going to have a lot of great dates. How many people right now is in a relationship right now that they're saying, I wish I wasn't in this relationship? You know, boy, putting your hands up. I don't want anyone to know that I know that you know. But ladies and gentlemen, it's all about, again, relationships. And that's what having a terrific day is all about. If you stay in a good attitude about life, things happen for you. And when you think about that things are going to go wrong, it will go wrong. There's no and if buts about it. It's just the way it is. When you look at every morning as a perfect day, that everything is working for me, you're going to have it. You're also going to find that if you put out there that life sucks and I'm not going to get that sale, I'm not going to get that sale, and you will not get that sale. If you put out there that I'm going to fall down skiing, you will. Last story I'll give you before we take our first break. My daughter is right now, or at that time, was 15 years old. And her attitude was that, you know what, Dad, I'm going to beat you in skiing, and there's no way you're going to stop me. And I'm thinking, you just learned how to ski an hour ago. Okay, but her thoughts, what do you think her thoughts were? She was going to beat her dad. And she was not going to fall. It wasn't even in her vocabulary. She was going to just ski. So I said, fine, I said, I can handle this. She said, well, here's what we're going to do, Dad. She said, Dad, I got my lessons and I'm really good. Did you hear any doubt in her words at all?
Nope.
And you know, Dad, if I beat you down at the bottom of the hill, you will buy me a pair of skis and boots. And I know that you will do that, Dad, because you love me and you know that I'm not going to fall.
I'm thinking to myself, you fall. Nah, can't do that.
Nah, well, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. So I'm ready. So we get up to the top of the hill. We're up at Rabbit Hill. I'm at the hill, and I've got my skis pointed in the ground. I said, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to beat you. I said, yeah, sure. Whoa, away we go. And all of a sudden, went, boom, there she, where the heck is she? She's down, and she's doing this. Down, and then all of a sudden, I'm just about falling, and she comes, slows down, hey, and looks back, and there she is, bottom of the hill. And I'm thinking, what the heck happened there? Do you think that lady was in direct, knew what she wanted? Do you think she had a desire? Do you think that she knew that she was going to win those, or what, Heavenly Spirit skis? That guy got down the bottom hill and it was like, told you, Dad, I was going to beat you. I was going to fall down. Positive mental attitude. When you think you're going to fall and hurt yourself, you're going to fall and hurt yourself. But if you think that you're going to make it down to that hill where you know that you're going to make these sales and be the best that you can be and have Barbie buy you lunch for it, it will happen. There's no end of what's about it. But you do need direction. And you got to know that you knew that you know that you're going to happen. Because when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, that is empowerment. That is where you look at yourself, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect who I am. Is that ego? No. That just means that you're sure of what you have. Thank you. We're going on power here. So we got 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 or 10.
Let's do 10.
10 minutes? Great. Thank you.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
What's that?
What else? Your kids are.